time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. We are moving through the month of July. We're moving through summer. And you know what?
What?
Temperatures in a lot of this Lone Star State really isn't too bad.
Yep.
And something else that's going on is fishing is definitely improving, indeed, particularly on the coast. And I'm really excited to visit with longtime friend, veteran. He was a kid when I met him. Now we call him a veteran. He's been around for a while.
Okay. What's that say about you?
I'm a really old guy. Captain Joey Farah, Farah's Backwater Adventures. Have fished with Joey, talked to him over the years, wealth of information. Grew up there within the shadows of the JFK Causeway.
Oh, okay.
Predating Packery Channel. Lots of information that he has collected and observations. And it's amazing his Facebook post, Harold, with the freeze and the fish kill. Joey still finds big fish.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know. So that's kind of fun.
Maybe he'll help us find some.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got some outdoor news. Not only from around the state, but the country. So we got a big show headed your way. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as mentioned, there's a big part of the Lone Star State that's kind of skimming by the normal heat of the summer. And I don't mean to jinx us.
Right.
But looking at the extended forecast compared for what we had, coming out of spring into June and through certainly the middle part, maybe two-thirds of the way through July. Harold, it's not bad. Instead of these mid and upper 90s that we would normally be looking at, a lot of the temperatures have been staying around the 80s. Of course, we've had rainfall that we've had to deal with. My goodness, our friends in the middle Texas coast and on down to Corpus Christi, low pressure system just have been sitting there just raining and raining on them. Dodge the rain, and people have been catching fish and going on with their lives.
Well, and not been any real big frog chokers, I mean, there's a little stuff here and there, but I mean, I've had it in my the area of Houston I live in. It's like really, really solid for about 30 minutes, and then just a little off and on, off and on, off and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but there's more of the state. Corpus Christi area has gotten like 10 inches plus, last time I checked a few days ago. Speaking of fishing... Huh? Our buddy, Richard Jew, China Garden.
What'd he do this time?
He just got back from Alaska. I don't know how in the world. I mean, the guy is just, the Tasmanian devil, on the go all the time.
Oh, well, he gets up in the morning and goes to Lake Conroe and fishes before he goes down and opens up the restaurant.
Yeah, and he's always catching a bunch of fish. But anyway, he said that he went with a group that had a mothership and then some other skiffs that they would fish from.
Right.
2-year wait list, but they just happened to call and got lucky with the cancellation and went up
good.
And caught halibut and rockfish and, another number of things. Mm. And, the question obviously was, would you go back? And he goes, Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been a few times. I'll tell you. It's amazing.
Well, but have you ever done the boat thing? I mean, where you use a mothership as okay.
No.
I mean, you've always been landed.
On the beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Salmon run.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do, I've wondered if I'd want to do a cruise or do a mothership type fishing trip.
Sure.
But the only way I think I would do that is if they'd allow me to run the boat. I mean, I'm just.
Well, you are a captain after all.
I am for sure.
And I'm sure if you want to, they'll let you wade.
Was talking about that with a friend about you, me, and Tommy Kuntz, wade fishing together. So.
Well, one of those situations when I first went up to Alaska on the Sayu River with, our friend Charles Allen, and I got the big waders and all that kind of stuff and getting out there in the river up to my waist and stuff like that. And I went, no, wait a minute. And after I purchased my first pair of Alaskan tennis shoes, and that's those wonderful roll-up neoprene boots,
Right.
I stand on the bank. I mean, because the water's right there 4 feet in front of me. Why do I have to get in it? just throw the rod. I mean, just fling that lure out there.
Well, as you say, you often say, Harold, it makes you feel more manly.
Oh, it does. Oh, okay. No. But anyhow, you still got to get them on the beach anyway. Yeah. But it's great up there.
All right. Absolutely. we'll talk more about that. But coming up, want everybody to know that the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's drawn hunt permit applications are now being accepted with the first draw deadline coming up on August 1st. I mean, there's a number of categories. They said they've got almost 10,000 permits in 61 hunt categories. Do it online. Coming up on August 1st, the deadline for alligator hunts, pronghorn, private land dove hunts. And then April 15th is the deadline for archery deer, general exotic, and javelina. Go to the TPWD Drawn Hunts webpage. The way you find that is go to tpwd.texas.gov and check that out.
Good.
Speaking of checking things out, we need to check out this week's CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard. And Harold?
Yep.
We still got some trucks to give away.
I know. Kind of explain the deal again, how it goes this year. Right.
All right. It is catch, clip the tag and release the fish. Do not retain the fish.
Right.
Do not retain the fish at home for, you know, to say, oh, we'll eat this later on. You have to release it because you're also going to have to pass a polygraph
test.
And
if the fish is dead on your boat, release
it. Let it go. Release
it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it used to be all by weight and stuff like that, but they've done this thing. And this is quite a phenomenal change, but a great opportunity for people.
It is. And I'm surprised that we still have three trucks plus five additional boat motor trailer packages available in the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Fish Division. Let's acknowledge our two winners.
Yeah, indeed, because these people have a lot of friends now with their new truck, their new Ford truck, and their boat and motor and trailer. Randall Laurel and Charles Henderson. And still, like I say, all those other ones are ready.
And as Harold mentioned, instead of it being a by weight winner, it's simply in some of the other divisions, like we had trout, we had gaff top, you know, other species, mm-hmm. flounder.
Right.
But now it's simply redfish that have been tagged with a blue tag, and you'd win a Mouty boat, Mercury, and Coastline package. And we've got five winners there. Oh, four winners.
Four winners, yeah.
Four winners.
Yeah, we got an ad in the middle here for Academy that we get.
Right, right.
Right, okay. Yeah, four winners. Dorothy Neal, Jeremy Mahan, Ellen, Stacy, and Charles Dickerson.
And in the green tag redfish division for a shoalwater boat, Mercury outboard and McLean trailer package, got busy this week. Mm-hmm. We've got five winners. Well, it's for first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. And I believe all those people are winning winning packages.
You know. They are. They are. What's interesting, too, there's an example of like what we just discussed, the blue tag division. Eight caught, three winners, one runner-up, four ineligible. Like in this division you just talked about, nine caught, three winners, two runners up, four ineligible. And those ineligibles, you know, did something, didn't pass the polygraph, something, but they're in therapy.
We thought there was a big therapy session before,
yeah.
You know, now it's even bigger. This is disappointing only because they haven't caught yet, but the Star Kids, which Harold's always called them, the Little Nippers.
Right.
And then the Star Teens have been combined. $30,000 scholarship are up for grab, and we've got one winner of the 10.
One.
Yeah.
And like I say, you just said it, 10. So get out there. Get out on the water.
All right. Going back to the old school weight division, who's our leader in the Hoffpower offshore division for kingfish?
That is Bill Massey with a 57 12-ouncer. It's a 57 pounds 12-ouncer.
Somebody finally caught a Dorado. What's going on there?
Yeah, Jeremy King. It's a 20-pound minimum. His is 25 pounds 12 ounces.
And the Ling or Cobia, 50-pound minimum.
Yep, same guy still ahead. Caught the early whopper. Dustin Duhon, 74-pound 11-ounce.
Okay. And in the Red Snapper division, a return of something old and dear to many, we got a 20-pound, 8-ounce winner?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's four right now. Of course, that can change. Yeah, 20-pound, 8, 20-pound, 7, 20-pound, 6, 20-pound, 4.
Let me tell you what. There's some bigger snapper out there by a number of pounds. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got our best bets. Outdoor report. And Harold's got an automotive update for us right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for our best bets, which is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Inventory note was provided once again by Clifford Cheadle. And, you know, for the affordable side, the Thermion XM30 and Rattlers are in stock and ready for delivery. They got a big order in, Harold, from Pulsar. So you need to go to the Third Coast Thermal website and check that out. Of course, the Zeiss thermal binoculars are in stock and available for immediate shipment. Just a few examples of the product lineup available from Third Coast Thermal. And the great thing is they've got satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Wonderful. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, Saturday is the first of two best days of the week. This Sunday's a good one. Monday slips to fair, but Tuesday through next Saturday are a string of good days. Next Sunday is our second best day of the week. This weekend, look for game to become active from either side of the noon hour. Remain active until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day begins in the early afternoon, continues until the early evening hours before sunset. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid to late afternoon. This weekend, we're still going to be under the influence of the new moon that occurred this Friday, July the 9th. Next Saturday, July the 17th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday has a single tide as the only tide of the day. Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll each have a single tide schedule. Thursday and Friday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Next Saturday, a three tide day with two lows, one high. Next Sunday, a double tide schedule.
I would say that you have tidal options just about every configuration
you
available.
Betcha.
So, all right, on the coast, over Lake Calcasieu, Big Lake, south of Lake Charles, fishing's really been quite good. They've dealt with the freshwater south end of the lake and over the reefs. Fishing has been good for trout and redfish. Sabine Lake, south end, over around Lighthouse Cove, you know, outside along the beachfront when weather allows, fishing has been good. In the Galveston Bay complex, still dealing with some freshwater runoff, and we will be for a while. So grab a chart, look where freshwater influence comes in, and try to fish a different area. One of the best places is West Galveston Bay and over toward Chocolate Bay and Bayou, over toward San Luis Pass. Offshore fishing has been good. Red snapper fishing in state waters as well as federal waters. In federal waters, that's going to run through August 2nd. Shorelines fishing out of Sea Drift and the Matagorda area, on down to Espiritu Santo. Good fishing wherever you can find grass, and that has been the key. Back Lake areas in behind St. Joe Island and Mustang Island, as well as in behind North Padre Island. Out of Port Mansfield, some good fishing is taking place both inshore as well as offshore. And out of Port Isabel, man, everything's coming up. Long Bar, Laguna Vista, up three islands and down in South Bay and the jetties. It's almost like, Harold, if you stick a hook in the water, you're going to get bit. You know, ooh. I mean, it's been pretty good.
Cool.
What's going on in East Texas lakes?
All right, well, let's head over to Lake Conroe. Black bass are good with better success on overcast days. Still seeking deep structures like points, drops, channels, crankbaits, soft plastic worms, and live shad are working. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters and frogs early or late in the day. Carolina rig plastic worms, crankbaits, football jigs,
Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles, bridges, and timber. Livingston, crappie are good with jigs working vegetation and above some structures deeper than 10 feet. Nackanich, largemouth bass are good out from standing and falling timber, or fallen timber, on worms and jigs and around vegetation with topwaters, jigs, and worms. Big Lake Sam Rayburn, crappie are good on minnows and jigs, vertically fished in thick vegetation and among structures less than 20 feet deep. Catfish are good on live and stinky bait. Toledo Bend, black bass remain good, staying shallow in the morning and above brush in the evenings on wacky rigs, topwaters, crankbaits, deeper diving baits, land and plastic worms. Tyler, black bass are good on crankbaits, football jigs, drop shots, buzz baits near points, grass lines, and brushy coves. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working crankbaits, flukes, flipping jigs, lizards, and topwaters, working near points, timber, and rocky shorelines. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles, docks, bridge columns, and timber. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on flipping jigs, drop shots, and diving crankbaits, fishing near the points, creek channels, and rocky shorelines. White bass and hybrids are good on live bait, slabs, and jigging spoons near main lake flats, humps, and points. Tawakoni, white bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim bait, slabs, and live bait near the main lake channel, flats, drop-offs, and humps. Texoma, striped bass are good on live bait, topwaters, and swim baits in the river channel and tributaries. Whitney, black bass are good on buzz baits, topwaters, lipless crankbaits, drop shots, and skirted jigs over and near flooded vegetation. Amistad, that's yours.
It is. and this is something you don't normally hear when we head to South Texas, out Del Rio way. Mild summer weather and calmer winds have led to a very successful week. Bass have been good around rocks, brush, ledges using square-billed crankbaits and Carolina rig worms. Falcon reservoirs for all of our friends down the valley. Our mild days have been the best and most comfortable as well, with highs in the upper 80s. Crappie have been good under cooler cover and suspended over shallow brush piles. Brownwood, well, that popular lake has good white bass and hybrids. Look for service activity and feeding fish. Allen Henry, bass remain good at daylight on topwaters. Oak Creek is about 4 foot high, and bass remain good at first light with topwaters. How about the Hill Country?
Let's go up to Big Lake Buckhanna. Largemouth bass are good with jigs, drop shots, shad-like crankbaits, and bladed spinners. There's an early morning and late afternoon topwater bite in water 2 to 5 feet. Canyon, striper fishing is very good along the river channel edge with live bait, topwater early in the day, and swim baits. Largemouth bass are good with diving crankbaits, jigs, flukes, and wacky worms, and bladed spinners near docks, timber, and the roadways in water 12 to 18 feet. Smallmouth bass are good on spoons, plastic grubs, and small crankbaits along rocky ledges and shorelines. Travis, largemouth bass are good with topwaters and frogs early in the morning, switching to flipping jigs, diving crankbaits, and watermelon or green pumpkin-colored Carolina rig plastic worms during the remainder of the day.
It's time for our hunting report, and that's brought to you by Silencer Central. Are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Well, if so, Silencer Central is the creator of revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. You need to get it done, because one thing that we learned in visiting with them this week, Harold, is the state legislation that was passed that you mentioned a week or so ago.
Right.
That's fine for the state, but you still have to comply with federal regs.
The Fed's still the Fed, because it's part of the National Firearms Act.
Absolutely. And so the state is not going to supersede or override the feds. You still have to go through the Fed process.
Correct.
That's what Silencer Central is going to bring to the table. Now, if this sounds too good to be true, learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. On the hunting side, we are only 7.5 weeks out and before hunting seasons begin. And, of course, we've got our year-round two seasons that run through August 31, and that's the South Zone Javelina season, as well as the open counties with no bag limit, year-round squirrel season. The other thing that we're hearing, Harold, is the demise of the Axis deer herd.
Right.
Not as significant as we had originally heard or reported, okay?
Right, right.
Some because these animals were in velvet. Maybe antlers were didn't finish out as strong because it's carrying blood and the membrane, you know, and the velvet froze. But there's still some great hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
and great eating.
Great eating,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the approach you take. But still get out in amongst them, and you may even try to do some calling. That's something that I'm still working on. That is really, really exciting. Of course, we got pigs.
Always.
And the other thing that's really important is your preparation for shotguns or rifle archery. You need to be doing it right now.
Right now. Correct.
I mean, you gotta be out there getting after it. So, you said that you didn't have a traditional on or off road, but you got a report on the industry.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool, and it's through a press release. But I mean, I talk to these people anyway. But I'll be like ad man. The all new 2021 Bronco 2 and 4 door models, built wild SUVs with thrilling 4x4 capability, ready for fun. How's that? That'll be $150, please. Anyway, but they're out now. But all the Bronco models, because they came out with their smaller one, which was the little Sport.
Yeah.
And it's also the cheapest. But that's been out. Now, all of them are heading to the dealers. I love it. Like the first generation Bronco, nicknamed GOAT. I always thought that was greatest of all time, but they say it's GOAT over any type of terrain. But these are neat. They're great looking. I've seen them. I've touched them. I haven't driven them yet. I'm waiting to get a test model. But they have this exclusive terrain management system. I mean, they're built to compete with, I won't say who it is, but their name starts with J.
Okay.
And that's who they're going after, because they got doors that come off, they got roofs that come off, they got all that stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They blended some of the original Bronco features
in. Oh, sure,
yeah.
They got two 4x4 systems that are offered, base 2-speed electronic shift on the fly, and the optional advanced system, available trail toolbox, a full suite of off-road technologies, the high-capability Sasquatch package. They got a bunch of packages, but... getting down to it, the power for these things, they have a standard 2.3-liter EcoBoost i4 engine, 275 horsepower, 315 pound-feet of torque. The available 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6, 315 horsepower. And if you put premium gas, you get a boost on it. The little 2.3 gets 300 horsepower, and the 2.7 gets 330 if you want to pay the extra bucks for the premium gas. But we're going to have the full story coming up in a couple of 3 weeks. Mark Gruber, who is head of the Bronco division, is going to be our guest on the show,
right?
And we're going to run over the whole line.
I have something in the automotive industry.
Yes.
Yes.
You going to buy a new truck?
No.
Oh,
not yet. I am going to
close,
do that.
Close, though. I know.
Yeah. No, it was talking about all the diesel-powered charging stations that are going up around the country for electric vehicles.
Right.
Okay. And the amount of fuel, diesel fuel, that it takes for you to be able to go 200 miles once you get a full charge on your battery.
Okay.
And it comes out to about 5.6 miles per gallon.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
But they're using diesel to power the electric charging stations?
Yes.
Is what the deal is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't make sense, Harold.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Is that the Biden thing with all the new charging stations? I don't know. I won't say.
You know, yeah.
No,
no
politics on this show, ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Oh, I tell you what, we're going to go from politics and diesel charging stations.
Wow.
To we're going to do some fishing on the mid-coast with Captain Joey Farah. Farah's Backwater Adventures. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salinar and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we may be having some mild weather in the Lone Star State, but you still need to be feeding Fortified Cottonseed.
Right.
Mama deer taking care of those babies, and so they're still nursing.
And antler growth is important.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with the green up that we've had and the Forbes and the Natural, plus Fortified Cottonseed and their vitamin package supplementing what may be deficient in your part of the state, it is a perfect blend. And as we keep telling you, we've got friends and ranchers around the state that have gotten away from the pelletized protein.
They swear by it.
Cottonseed only, Fortified Cottonseed. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And I know I've said this before, okay, but pigs and coons don't mess with it.
They really don't.
That's right.
Top of the program, told you about a captain that was a young guy when I met him. Now he's veteran. Harold asked, what does that make me? And I said, really old. But the guy has got a wealth of information. Harold, let me show you this real quick.
Yeah, okay.
Folks, I wish you could see this. And you can go to Facebook and see this post that Captain Joey Farah has of this fish that he caught back in June. Look at this thing. Look at how long.
A whopper.
I mean, we don't know what Parks and Wildlife is going to report from their gillnet surveys.
As long as he is.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. Hey, Joey, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, Harold. Hi, Mr. Bill.
Hey. Well, I tell you what, you've been catching some fish, and I'm amazed. Everybody came out of the Winter Festival in Freeze saying, we don't have any more fish. It's going to be terrible, blah, blah, blah. And I keep seeing you post things. Have you got these things, you know, on a stringer somewhere, or how are you finding them?
It hasn't been an easy year, and you see a lot of stuff on social media. That's the highlights,
right?
You know, but overall, we truly lost around 70% of our trout population in many of our bay systems. Now, with seasonal movements and the tide in and out and favorable temperatures and bait situations, you're seeing some grouping of the speckled trout. So for some, you know, fishing's great. The problem is when those fish group up together, there's a lot of sportsmen and guides alike that are, concentrating their efforts on it. It's like, ooh, the hot spot, and they're hitting them pretty hard. But we have enough that nature isn't going to deplete the species for sure. We're going to have a population explosion in the next couple years. And I think after the Texas Parks and Wildlife implements our new trout regulation statewide, which will probably happen, we're going to see a fishery for speckled trout in this state that's far better than any of us has ever seen. You compound about 7 to 9 years, and you're going to have a population explosion that are absolutely mature, large fish. So we got a good stuff coming, and, you know, fishing's fairly good now. Depending on what you do, now's the time to tighten up your skill set and really learn how to read the water and then figure out what those fish are doing. Every fish that comes to hand on my boat, we consider ourselves lucky to touch it, you know?
Sure. Let me ask you, know you spend a lot of time back in Packery Channel, upper Laguna Madre area. I mean, that's where you grew up as a kid. But how much pressure has the beachfront, and how do you have any sense of how our trout population survive better in the Gulf? Because many say that that's a resident population that never moves into the bays.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it's not that they never move in. We have, and this is over my lifetime, and as a young guy growing up here on the coast, every day riding my bike to the old marinas and commercial fishing houses, I just took in everything I could from those old timers on seasonal movements and ways the fish move around the bait and the seasons. And I think that the fish that are in the surf, there is a resident population in the surf.
Mm-hmm.
And those fish move in and out of the tidal zones, which could be maybe 5 to 10 miles inside the bay system. And then you have the fish that are resident upper Laguna Madre fish. And you have resident Baffin Bay fish. You have resident fish that come in and out from Mansfield. So these resident populations of fish move through the seasons, come in and spawn, follow bait fish out with the lower tides of summer and the rise in the water temperature. And then a lot of them hang close to that tidal area, close to our Gulf Passes, where they can follow bait fish from the bay that move out, you know, like the finger mullet, pin perch, and things like that. But they also key in on stuff that are bait fish from the open gulf that come in, like the threadfin shad and the small manhaden, the ballyhoo, and things like that. And so you get those resident populations moving seasonally throughout the different areas.
Okay.
So the ones in the surf, I think, survived better on the average because they could go out deep.
Sure.
The fish that were around Corpus Christi Bay, Galveston Bay, San Antonio Bay, those deep bay areas, they had 15 foot of water or deeper that they could go and seek refuge in. But the fish that were resident fish inside the areas like Laguna Madre and around Rockport and South Padre, those fish got hit very hard.
Sure. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So if you would, Joey, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Captain Joey Farah. Farah's Backwater Fishing Adventure right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament and cast all summer for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. This year's tournament is catch and release with new categories and more tagged reds than ever. Check out the details at startournament.org. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Kryptek, Shinerbach, and Hoff Power Polaris.
We continue our conversation with Captain Joey Farah. Farah's Backwater Fishing Adventures, great way to keep up with Joey and what he's doing, is on his Facebook page. He regularly posts and gives updates as to what's going on. You fish a lot of DOA products, and I noticed that on the big trout on the video that I was showing Harold at the start of the program, you were using their cow. Cheap-ass lure is what Mark Nichols calls it. cow in key lime color. Coloration, different colors, different size, paddle tail versus rat tail. Give us a breakdown on what you use, when, and where.
You know, Bill, that bait right there, the 3-inch cow shad, is such a small bait that it kind of fits right into their diet of mud minnows. Shad, finger mullet, pin perch, so it's an all-around size. You put a 5 or 6-inch bait out there, they have to be really hungry. So with the smaller bait, I catch fish in between the major and minor feeding tables for sure. That trout there came from about 2 miles from the open Gulf. And so there was a higher tide just come in from the Gulf, and those tiny little minnows, those rain minnows, were everywhere. And they have like an iridescent color, so that key lime was a great choice. I have been using brighter colors in the morning and evening and darker colors when the sun's out. The contrast of a darker color against that bright sky sometimes really brings them to see the bait opposed to like a brighter color. But I usually use brights, darks, and naturals. One of those three shades they're going to prefer at any given time. And, you know, right now paddle tails have been working far better than the rat tail or straight tail baits for me. And one of the reasons why, Bill, this is midsummer. The amount of grass growing is at height, and a lot of the sand pockets are choked up with the thick grass. And the reds, especially, and the trout, they're hiding down in that stuff, and they don't even see your lure go past them. Hmm. So you need something for them to feel, vibration. They're keying in on vibration. You know, I tell people all the time on the boat, when you stick your head in the water to go snorkeling, the first thing that you hear are little clicks and pops and crackles. What that is every crab, every little perch, all the stuff, all the bottom of the food chain crackles and pops and makes clicks. And so those reds are down in that grass, and they're moving real slow foraging for grass shrimp and those tiny dime-sized crabs. And so they're feeding on vibrations. They're listening for that. So when your paddle tail or your spoon comes across the top of that thick grass, they bust out and you get a strike, and you'll see them come straight up out of that grass and grab your bait. So or trail it and then grab it.
Yeah, Joey, talking trout, you just said the red word, because I haven't been down there in a long time, but I know there's other stuff down there than trout and reds. What else are you going after?
Man, right now, Harold flounder are really getting hot. They are a temperate fish. They have very thin skin. That's why we see them migrate in the fall, and they're real susceptible to cold. The flounder, this time of year, as the water temperatures rise, they'll move to those areas that are tidal. Right now, we're seeing a lot of them around the channels that interact in the upper lagoon because it's within a mile or two of the Gulf Pass. Port Aransas, the same thing. And right now, the land cut is my hot spot for flounder in July and August. They move there. It's good tidal flow. They migrate there. There's lots of bait, and they can manipulate themselves between that ultra-shallow water and the deep water during the day. You know, the best thing for the flounder is to work old docks and piers. And, you know, they feel vibration, and you don't want to walk all over a pier and think you're going to catch a flounder. Sneak up in a boat, pitch up along the pilings, slowly walk up on the pier and jig straight up and down along those pilings. Those flounder are smart. Their best place is bury up right next to a piling. How many little grass shrimp and minnows are around that piling all day? And when they're ready to take a meal,
there you go. You know, I've been on the boat several times with you, and your head's always on a swivel. You're always looking. You're reading the water. And kind of following up with the points you were just making about fishing around docks and fishing for flounder, when you're looking for trout or redfish, even black drum, what makes Joey Farah stop? What is it that you're looking for as an initial point? I know you've done your research beforehand on the moon phase and the tides and things of that nature, weather. But when you're actually on the weather, on the water, what are you looking for?
You know, Bill, that's really what I like to teach people on the boat. It's not about spots. If you're fishing spots, then you're just following other boats most of the time. You know, reading the water is something that each person does differently. And what I key in on is, first, water quality. you kind of get a feel for oxygenated water. You can feel when it's stagnant. So you want to look for water quality first. And that doesn't mean super crystal clear. Super crystal clear water is some of the hardest water to catch game fish in. It's, you know, lack of tide and organisms in that. So look for that kind of ghosty trout green color, for one. Various size, types of bait can be visible on the surface at certain times. You know, the bait is not always on the surface. According to the lunar feeding tables, it'll come up and come down, and barometric pressure pushes them down. And, you know, when they know they're not in a threat to get eaten, they get up on top of the water and wallow around in the sun. So look for varied bait, good quality water, and also a secret of mine is looking for varied bird life. Every one of our shorebirds and gulls are all adapted to feed on different types of organisms. So when you find an area that you see, seagulls, the little terns hitting the water, you know that's a small, tiny bait fish. The laughing gulls picking stuff out of the water is probably shrimp, brown pelicans or finger mullet, and shad. You'll see the curlews along the beach getting the clams that the drum like. Great blue herons are getting big blue crabs and finger mullet. And so you look for areas that have varied bird life. That's going to bring you in on the buffet, where fish will feed more hours during the day than if they're just hitting one big meal.
There you go. Listen, we're just about out of time. And, folks, that's just a bit of the fishing experience when you hook up with Captain Joey Farah. Joey, for those that want to book a trip, because we've got the balance of summer and we've got phenomenal fishing coming up in the fall, for those that want to plan ahead, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Is there a phone number?
361-442-8145. Most folks will probably forget it, so look us up on Facebook. Follow all of our hookups there at Joey Farah's Backwater Fishing. We're always having a good time. We're always learning every day, Bill, and it's always an adventure. Thank you both so much. We enjoy the show out there on the boat every weekend.
Thank you, Joey. It.
Joey's one of those guys that never grew up, still has fun on the water.
Join the club.
Absolutely.
Joey, yeah, that's a good thing.
Be safe, my friend. Hey, we've got
Adios,
more.
Guys.
All right, we've got more Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like things are picking up.
Oh, indeed they are. July 17, Hopkins County Longbeards Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Banquet in Nacogdoches. Info, nwtf.org. July 23, Texas Ducks Unlimited State Convention, Corpus Christi. Go to ducks.org for info on that. July 23, 25, the 30th Annual Texas Hunters and Sportsmen's Expo in the McAllen Convention Center, obviously in McAllen. And stop by the Texas Outdoors Journal booth while you're there, okay, and talk to old Bill.
Yeah,
we found out how old he is today. Okay, TexasHunterAssociation.com. July 24th, Permian Basin Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Midland. For information on that, rmef.org. And July 24, Houston Chapter, National Wild Turkey Federation Banquet in Houston. Info again, nwtf.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Want to thank our guest, Captain Joey Farah, Farah's Backwater Adventures. Truly, when you fish with him, it is a fishing experience.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's sure.
Just a lot of fun. You're going to learn besides catching some fish. Phone number 361-442-8145. We normally have a special in
yes,
the show.
Yes, we do.
Do
and
we
I tell
still
you what,
have?
Man, as the news is trying to scare us with the hurricane season, it's a perfect time. Make sure you've got some proper lighting sources, friends. Yeah. And Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. And these amazing products charge with a USB cord or in the wall or on your computer or any light source, not just the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and your other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and all you want to load up on, and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com. And at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off and free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com. Great stuff.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, things are really, really busting open in Texas. Things are becoming more and more available.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Lodging is filling up. Guides are full. And folks are making plans for the fall.
And things are happening right now, too. I mean, in advance, Labor Day weekend,
yeah.
A couple of big things are going on. The Great World Championship Goat Cook-Off is in Brady that weekend, but also the NRA, the 150th anniversary NRA convention is going to be at the George R. Brown in Houston, Texas. And that's a big gun show, folks. I mean, that thing is open to the public, free to NRA members.
Right.
And it's, you know, just everybody that makes anything is going to be there. It's a big deal. Can't buy there, but you can sure see some stuff.
Sure.
What else?
You need to wrap us up.
Oh, okay. Well, go online at TexasOutdoorNews.com and check out our stations. And remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there. Join us next week for Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities?
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America?
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Your check, your cooperative.
As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.